This is Raise the Roof with Letitia Henke on KSRO. Letitia Henke has proudly served as the CEO of ARS Roofing and Gutters for the past 21 years, leading a company that provides top-quality residential and commercial roofing and gutter services. Her impactful work and inspiring journey have captured national attention with features on The Kelly Clarkson Show and Mike Rose returning the favor. Last month, she was honored as the Community Youth Champion by PDI Dental in recognition of her philanthropic efforts through her nonprofit, The Lime Foundation. Please join me in giving a warm welcome to Letitia Henke.
Yay, thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Raise the Roof. What is this show about? We celebrate people in our community that are actively contributing in the world of construction. And today I have a lovely guest that's going to be on Jen Close of Generation Housing. You'll get to learn quite a bit today about affordable housing and what's going on in that world. So stay tuned. She'll be on in a little bit. But first, I always like to start off with a few announcements. So this is the month of May. And what do we like to celebrate? The month of May, besides Cinco de Mayo, of course. It's Affordable Housing Month. Yay! That is part of the reason why I have Jen on today. Affordable Housing Month celebrates this month to raise awareness and address the critical need for safe, stable, and affordable housing for all residents. So we'll get into that in just a little while. A couple other announcements that I'm pretty excited about. I am going to be featured on the cover of the North Bay Woman magazine coming out on May 11th. I hope on Mother's Day. Yay! So I hope you guys get a chance to grab a copy of that and just read through. For me, it's a true honor to be able to just share my story and my journey of, you know, what I've been through to become an entrepreneur, you know, as a mother, as a wife. So please, you know, pick up a copy and check it out and support. I'd really, truly appreciate that. A couple other really quick announcements going on. My nonprofit, The Lime Foundation, we have an event going on this coming May 13th at Sonoma Clean Power on 4th Street at the Energy Center. And that event's called Bring Back the Build. It's a contractor forum where we like to feature local companies that are going to talk about issues in the community that are really helpful for homeowners, for contractors. And this month, since it is Affordable Housing Month, we're going to be talking with Generation Housing. We have Sonoma Clean Power that's going to be there giving some really great tips to save money on your energy. And then we're going to also feature Essential HVAC Essentials. He's going to be talking about ways that you can do electrification to your home. So if you want to upgrade your HVAC unit and get maybe a heat pump and things like that, he's going to talk about ways that you could do that. It's a free event from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. We'd love for you to go, and you can register yourself at bringbackthebuild.com. We'd love for you to register so that way we can have a full head count of who's going to attend. But it's a really great way to network, like I said, with contractors, and then just hear about some really great tips that could help you. And then lastly, the event that I always love and enjoy talking about is our Believe in the Dream Gala. This is our 10th year anniversary of the Lime Foundation. So this is called our Legacy Gala, Past, Present, Future. And we have such a great event planned for you this year, celebrating our 10-year anniversary. If you want to know more about that, you can go to believelime.com. We have a very, very special guest coming that I finally get to announce on my show next month. I'm really excited to announce her. So, and it's not Beyonce. I know people keep asking me, is it Beyonce? It's not Beyonce. So don't ask me that question anymore. So anyway, please go to believelime.com. Periodically check that site, because we're always constantly updating all of our sponsors. We have really amazing sponsors this year: Collins Management, Sonoma Clean Power. We have so many really great folks that are, of course, ARS Roofing is sponsoring again this year. So we always like to highlight our sponsors and the people that are supporting this event and is supporting our programs. And then you'll get to hear about many, many special announcements that are going to be happening in the future of the Lime Foundation. So I hope you all can come and attend. attend. It sells out every single year. So I'm happy to let you know about it early on so you can grab your tickets. All right. So now I'm going to move on to my favorite part. I'm sure it's all your favorite part too, is the roofing tips of the month. Because yes, this is called Ask the Expert. So naturally I have to talk about roofing, right? So I want to give you guys a few tips because we are coming up on our summer months. We're going to be very busy getting all your roof done, right? All your roofs done? Yeah? Is it? No? No answer? Okay. So I want to give you guys some tips because there's a lot of roofers that you can choose from. And I'm trying to give you an idea of, you know, why you should choose ARS Roofing over other contractors. So here are a few tips that you guys may not, you know, understand about the lowest bid. I do get, you know, I'll give a bid for maybe $25,000 and another roofer will give a bid for $10,000. So I want to go over why that's something that you want to ask a few questions about. So let's start with number one. The cheap today is costly tomorrow. Now, what do I mean by that? Sometimes that lowest bid may not save you money in the long run. It may cost you thousands of dollars later on. Sometimes contractors do cut corners. I know you don't want to believe that, but it does happen. They want to save on materials and labor. So sometimes you may not get the best materials and you end up with roof leaks and then you end up with mold and then you can't get a hold of the contractor that did your roof, right? I have story after story that I could sit and tell you of customers that have called and told me the stories of contractors they can't find anymore. They paid them in full before they finished the job and they didn't finish the job. So please remember that not just because the bid is $15,000 less doesn't mean that you're going to get a better job. Ask yourself, what's missing in that price? Why is one bid $25,000 and another bid is $10,000? If a bid is dramatically lower than others, sometimes there's something missing. Maybe they don't have the proper insurance or they're not pulling permits. They're not using the highest quality materials that you deserve to have. Ask yourself that question. What exactly is included in this bid? And look at it a little deeper. I always recommend that you actually call the contractors and ask those questions. You know, what is the difference between your bid and maybe this other bid? And that way, you know, most reputable roofers are absolutely going to be transparent with you and let you know the differences between the bid. I did that with a customer recently. It turns out that the roofer didn't include her flat roof. They were going to reuse all the flashings and put on this brand new roof, but reusing all the flashings. And she decided to go with my company and she's paying almost $25,000 more to make sure that she was going to get a higher warranty as well, because warranties matter, right? You're looking at a roofing bid, a difference in the bid. One roofer may only give you a 5-year warranty. Maybe they'll give you a 10-year warranty, but it's their workmanship warranty. So that warranty is only good if they're in business. If you go ahead and if, you know, even if you're going to spend $20,000 to do your re-roof and you get a bid, a warranty from a contractor, if they're out of business, you don't have a warranty anymore. And sometimes contractors change owners. And if there's a new owner, they're like, oh, so sorry, you know, I'm a new owner and I'm not, you know, I'm not covering the warranties of the previous company. The reason why ARS Roofing is a certified contractor is so that way your warranty comes directly from the manufacturer. So that means whether I'm here or not, you'll still have a full warranty from the manufacturer that covers the workmanship, covers the labor, and it's going to cover the materials. And that's why I ask people to look a little deeper at their proposals just to make sure that it's including everything. Are these contractors actually licensed? They may list that they're licensed on their, you know, contracts, but have you checked it to make sure? The Contractors License Board has a website, cslb.ca.gov, where you can actually go and double check for yourself. Punch in our license number. You can see if there's been lawsuits against us. You can see if we have workers' comp. All of that is located on that website. So I highly recommend you check it out. And lastly, reputation over price. Pay attention to who you're doing business with when you're comparing the bids. I've been in the industry 29 years, CEO for the last 21 years. So when you're comparing a bid from a contractor that's been in the business for 5 years versus someone that's been in the business for 21 years, you have to imagine the person that's been in the business 21 years, like myself, has learned a lot. And we want to make sure that we're doing your job right the first first time around so you never have to think about it again. I hope those tips have been very helpful. You can always reach out to me for additional tips, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes with Jen Close. Thank you. Everyone, welcome back. I am happy to introduce my guest today, Jen Close. She is the executive director of Generation Housing. Generation Housing is a nonprofit that advocates for affordable housing in Sonoma County. Jen, welcome to the show. We're looking forward to hearing more about affordable housing and what's going on here in Sonoma County. So I am going to be asking a few questions to see if you could tell us what's going on in this world.
All right. Well, thanks so much for having me.
Well, great.
I want to know more about Gen H.
Okay, good. Well, first of all, let's start off with you telling us a little bit more about Gen H.
Okay, that's a good place to start. So we are a 5 years young advocacy organization. We're centered primarily here in Sonoma County, but also starting to do some work in Napa County. We started as one of the recovery efforts after the wildfires that was not so much focused on the necessary and really important immediate rebuild. But how do we rebuild better? How do we recover as a community? And part of that had to be, like, we've got to get past all of the barriers that we have to building the housing that we need here in Sonoma County. And so we exist to advocate for projects that we endorse and support, and for policies that help move those projects along, and also to create the public will, do the education and messaging and public will building necessary to do those other things. And I think critically, we advocate for housing of all income types, but we do that with a sustainability lens and equity lens, which means that even though we advocate for housing at all levels because we need it at all levels, we do a little more of our work on the affordable end of the scale, a little more of our work on the infill and multifamily side of things.
Right. And I've heard you speak many, many times. So one of the things that I've heard you talk quite a bit about is the importance of diversified housing. Why is that important?
Well, it's important because we need housing that meets the needs of the diverse community that we have at all the different stages of their lives. And, you know, and you and I know, are old enough to know that you're not going to live in the same kind of place our whole life. It's, your needs are going to change at different times. Your needs change when you're starting out in the workforce, or when you're in or just out of college. They change when you have a family, and they again change later in life sometimes when you want to downsize or have less home. And of course the needs are different based on what kind of assets that you have. But ultimately, we need a house for everybody that is safe and is stable and is affordable relative to their income. Because affordable means something different to me than it means to my niece, than it means to my neighbor, that means to the folks who pick up the trash in the morning. Like, everyone has different financial assets. So we need a robust housing system that meets all of those needs at different times of people's lives.
Absolutely. I serve on the Commission of the Status of Women, and last month we did a special meeting, and we, you know, kind of talking to women who have faced homelessness. And when we talked to them, we were talking to them about, you know, all their stories, and they were sharing their stories. And, you know, it really surprised me when I heard them talk about, you know, one said, you know, I was working a full-time job and I just, you know, ended up getting divorced and found myself homeless, or, you know, needing housing and stuff. You know, who are you seeing that is affected by the housing crisis the most right now?
That is such a good question. And it is, and I appreciate you bringing, like, there's a lot to unpack in what you just said. You know, that first of all, there are a huge number of people who are an emergency or a paycheck or two away from being either housing insecure or actually being without the shelter that they rely on to be healthy folks. So there are lots of people who are living in sort of precarious situations financially. So that's really important to be mindful of, and to be mindful of the fact that ultimately, and I think this is kind of gets to your question, but I want to answer your question more further, but address this homelessness piece. You know, homelessness is complicated, and it gets, people want to really focus on issues of drug addiction or mental illness, or the things that sometimes arise during homelessness. And sometimes they do contribute to ending up without shelter. But what we know from all the research and also from comparing different geographies is that it's actually a lack of affordable housing,
right,
that leads to homelessness. You know, like there are not fewer people struggling with the very human problems of drug addiction or mental illness in, say, the South. But there's almost no homelessness. And that's because there is affordable housing. And you can be struggling with those things, but also be facing affordable housing. But I think to circle back or be facing homelessness, but to circle back and say it's kind of, it's an easy answer, but it's kind of everyone. You know, we have, on the one hand, our lowest wage earners are really suffer, I think, in the most acute way, like really struggle the most to make ends meet when they don't have affordable housing, or they're stuck accepting housing that is substandard. That's one kind of experience. Then there's also our business owners who can't hire the workforce they need, right, which then has an impact on our local economy. And then you say, like, it took me so long to get a doctor's appointment. Well, that's because we don't have enough healthcare workers here. And so it's everybody.
Yeah, I understand that completely. I mean, part of the reason why I started the Next Gen Trades Academy was because we were having, you know, in the construction industry, a workforce shortage, and we still do. I mean, it's constant. So, you know, trying to build affordable housing or housing in general when there's no workforce, that's kind of a problem. So do you feel that that's part of the reason as well? There's a lack of affordable housing is because there's just not enough, you know, workforce available to do all that building?
You know, it's a vicious cycle, isn't it? It's like we don't have enough housing that is priced right for our kind of middle income or lower middle income workforce members. And so those folks find housing somewhere else. And now we don't have the workforce that we right. need to actually power our home construction industry. And, you know, one of the most common hired visitor workers in our community are construction workers. Like, we bring in healthcare workers and construction workers from other places because we don't have enough housing for them. So it's true that these things are interrelated, and they are, and it's kind of a downward spiral in that way. So it is a big problem.
Well, I know we're both doing our part to, you know, contribute to fixing that problem. You know, you with your advocating for affordable housing, and then, you know, us getting more young people into the trades, getting them trained, so that way when we start, you know, building all that affordable housing, there's going to be a workforce available. So I appreciate you and all the efforts that you do. I do want to ask you a quick question about, you know, supporting Gen X or Generation Housing. So how do people mm-hmm. support you? You know, what are ways that people can help you advocate more?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like always one of my favorite questions, of course. So thank you for that. And I really do appreciate the work that you and other organizations who focus on young people and that kind of transitional moment in life when you're deciding where you're going to be and what you're going to do and all that. It's such critical time to invest in people. And those are the folks that we also need to hear from. And so one of the ways that people can support our advocacy is if you are a young person who wants to live here and who wants to live here well, you know, not just make ends meet, not just make the rent, but actually have some money to save and have some money to go out and have fun, is we need to hear from you. And so you can just sign up for our emails, hear our action alerts, and then when you can sign a petition or show up at a council meeting or sign a coalition letter or call us up and say, I want to tell you my housing story, and we'll make a short Insta video of you. Like, raising your voice is really critical, and that's from everybody. I think people underestimate how much our elected leadership listens to their constituents.
Yeah,
but they really do. They really do. You know what? And I know that especially like programs like yours who really, I think, try to empower young people, it's important because I think part of empowering them is also letting them know that people care, right? That you can, if those young people call someone up and say, can I have an informational interview about the roofing industry? They're always going to get a yes.
Yeah.
Similarly, if they call up one of the council members, stand on the city council and say, I'd like to talk to you about my housing challenges, they're going to say yes. So part of it is just raising your voice, having the confidence to raise your voice, whether you are a young person starting out or you're a person of means and of connections who can use those, but just really adding your voice. So sign up for our email alerts, respond to those, get involved just by adding your voice. And then, of course, obviously, we got to pay the bills like everybody else. And so we rely on members and donors to do that. And we are proud to say that you can become a member of Generation Housing for any amount that is meaningful to you and possible for you over $5. So if that's $5,000, we love it. If it's $5, we love it. So becoming a member and a contributing, like really putting some skin in the game in that way is also really important.
And what is the benefit of becoming a member of your organization?
Well, we've got member events that are always that we have monthly house parties where we bring people together, and those are times where you can learn more, but you can also just network and be with other folks who are interested in making the community better and do that kind of community building that's necessary in order to sustain long-term efforts to make the world a better place, to make our local world a better place. We for our business members or our Catalyst members, we call them kind of higher level, we give them lots and lots of props on all the things that we do, on the presentations and the reports we write. And we try to make sure everyone is recognized for the help that they give. And just kind of constant communication on ways that folks can be involved and can help move the needle on what everyone knows is, you know, one of the biggest challenges that we face locally and as a state and even, you know, as a country, really.
Well, that's beautiful, because I know I'm going to be telling more builders and contractors as well to be involved and see if they can really help with this. And Jen, I really appreciate you coming on. I know that you're going to be part, where your team's going to be part of our panel that's coming up on May 13th. Mm-hmm. So audience members, letting you know again, if you want to learn more about this, you can attend our event on May 13th at Sonoma Clean Power from 5 to 7. Just go to bringbackthebuild.com and sign yourself up for that. Jen, it's been great. If you want to know more about Generation Housing, go to generationhousing.org. We'll list all of this on our site. And Jen, it's been great having you here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me,
Leticia. All right. This has been Raise the Roof with Leticia Henke. I hope you all have a blessed and lovely day. See you next month.
And when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I